USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Outgoing Energy Secretary Rick Perry speaking to White House reporters this morning and saying that the impeachment inquiry in Congress is not nearly as important to most Americans as economic growth and jobs are.
What's important to American people? Is it this charade that's getting played here in Washington, D.C.? There may be great political theater.
Also slamming the ongoing impeachment inquiry in a Fox News interview last night was Vice President Mike Pence.
It's been 3 years of endless investigations and a partisan attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election.
But the inquiry only continues. The top Defense Department official for Ukraine policy, Laura Cooper, scheduled to testify behind closed doors today, though it's not clear yet if she's going to show up. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Many in both parties are now coming down hard on President Trump for having used the word lynching to describe the House impeachment inquiry against him. Among those condemning him for it is Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
He never should have used the word. Never.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden's now apologizing for referring to the 1998 impeachment of former President Bill Clinton as a partisan lynching during a CNN interview, a recording of which has surfaced since President Trump used that term yesterday. Former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger's lawyers say they plan to appeal both her murder conviction and her 10-year sentence. Geiger, convicted last month of murdering her neighbor just over a year ago, claiming she mistakenly entered his apartment thinking it was hers and shooting him because she thought he was a burglar. It's game 2 of the World Series tonight, the Nats over the Stros, 1-0, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg is to testify at a U.S. House hearing today. He'll talk to the House Financial Services panel about Facebook's controversial plans for digital currency. The unknown Trump administration member who wrote an essay on the resistance from the inside now has a book deal, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The book, which is titled The Warning, will come out November 19th. More than a year after the essay appeared in the New York Times that said many within the administration were actively blocking some of President Trump's orders. The essay was published September of 2018. So far, no one has named the official, despite widespread speculation and the president's own suggestion that the author's identity be investigated. Hatchet Books is calling it an unprecedented behind-the-scenes portrait that offers a shocking first-hand account of President Trump and his record. The author will be identified as a senior Trump administration official. According to the publisher, the author accepted no advance and will donate a portion of the royalties to nonprofits that focus on accountability and standing up for truth in oppressive countries. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And SpaceX has announced it's going to launch satellite internet service sometime next year. You can find us on the internet at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.